Hey, what's up? This is Tony Love Speaks. So I was just dropping in on another topic. Like, it's been crazy recently. It's been crazy. Like, God has really been revealing a lot of things to me. In this time, some situations I agree with, some I don't. But at the same time, I take negative situations. I always turn to a positive situation. Plus, certain people have walked into my life who I really strongly encourage them to get out of the toxic relationships that they're in. At the same time, I'm applying the same thing that I'm teaching and why I'm teaching it at the same time. Like, I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. I'm not going to even lie. Okay. Some people do have a problem with you speaking out against certain things, and I feel like those people, 9 out of 10, they're guilty of something, and it may fit, they might fit the shoe of the type of truth that I've been speaking recently. I was commenting on a brother's post earlier today, and he was talking about, as far as releasing truth, as long as it edifies someone. And I was telling them, I'm like, well, the ones who are connected to the higher source, they will be edified, but the ones who are not will be offended. Because, I mean, it's wisdom to know that once you release the truth, that it will defend itself. Me, it's my story. A lot of people don't understand why I talk about the things that I do on social media, because I believe that's part of my purpose, is to talk about my story to help uplift other people. I've been doing it for years. Anybody who come into my life that's new, or has been connected to me, and we never really interacted with each other personally, should know that, because that has been my thing for a long time. At the same time, I don't like certain things when certain things can be avoided. I don't like for a person to come into my life to lie to me just to play with my emotions or the things that I'm trying to accomplish with myself, like with my own personal growth, with my studying that I've been doing, with my heart, the work that God has been doing on my heart with dealing with all the different things that I've dealt with in life. So for someone to take those things lightly and try to use them against me, to attack me, to bring me down, then I have to respond a certain way to overcome those type of attacks. Yes, it may affect that person, but at the same time, it's like they don't care if it affects you. You know, this year has been a very, you know, rough year, you know, for me. It's been good and rough at the same time. And why I say it's been rough here is because I lost my brother, you know, this year. That was a hard thing to go through, on top of other things within the family, that things that haven't really been worked out. And trying to move past those things, trying to move forward. Move forward in my way of thinking, the things that I, you know, do in life. A lot of people try to convince me that I'm wrong in my way of thinking, and it's not. I don't see it as being wrong, because it's wrong for you to re-enter someone's life. Like, if a situation was dead and it was ended, why come back to a person to try to have that person in your life only to try to down them in your own special way because you want to make them seem like a bad person, when all you really want to do was be there for that person, you know, love them the best that you can through the good and the bad. And because they care so much about what people think of them, then they will try to tear you down. And that's crazy that, you know, a person will be that mean that they were trying to tear you down in front of everybody to make themselves appear good. And the situation wasn't good at all. Me, the way I think, is I would take a bad thing and I would turn it into a good thing to help someone else. To, like someone else said, to extend that compassion towards someone else. I've been doing that since I was a little girl because the life I was given was never easy. So that was my way of coping with things. This is how I overcome different battles that I face in life, is to take something negative and I turn it to a positive message to not just help myself in that healing process, but to also help someone else. Because recently in my life, when I'm going through certain things, certain people are attracted to me who may be going through the same situation. So it's not only to encourage myself in the process, but it's also to encourage other people as well. I want to see other people do good. I don't have a problem with seeing that. You know, seeing people suffer in different ways in life is very sad to see those people suffer. People who decide to give up. It's very sad to see those things. When we can come together as a people and push each other to do better without being envious of each other or jealous of each other or have some form of hatred. The situation that I was dealing with is not, I don't hate that person, but I do hate the things that they do towards me, should I say. Like, at the end of the day, the situation did help me grow as a woman. And it's not because they helped me. Like, it's not because that was their intention for it to help me grow. It's because I took it and I transformed it into something that will help me grow. You know, that's just how I am. People who know me, you should know that. That's just how I'm going to be. So, right now, spiritually, on a spiritual level, in the spirit realm, the enemy is most definitely upset. And I know that just by the way certain people are responding, people who are not connected to that higher source are mad. People who are connected to the higher source are edified and are happy about it. We're all learning together and moving forward in our lives, learning these different lessons that we can apply to our lives so we can grow and move forward. That's what I like. That's what I like. When we can come together as a people and move forward. Based on how things are going, this is part of the reason why I'm not married yet. Like, it's not that I haven't had the opportunity to be married. I have plenty of opportunities to be married. It's just at heart, when it came to those people, it's not that I didn't care about them. It's the fact that they didn't line up with what I knew, what was in my heart, what I know God put in my heart. So, in the long run, I knew that I would end up being unhappy in the relationship, so it was no point in going forward in that. I want to say that I may not get married. I'm not sure. It's like, because when I look at the Bible and it talks about being equally yoked with someone, and I'm not saying it's impossible for me to meet that person. It's just looking at the type of battles that I go through when it comes to connecting with someone in today's world, and me being who God called me to be, because I'm not going to compromise that. Eventually, at some point, some type of battle is going to come up spiritually. If we're not seeing eye to eye, if we're not on the same page, if we're not doing those things on the same page, then it's impossible for me to move forward with someone who does not respect who God called me to be. Just like I would respect who God called them to be, but at the same time, we have to be on the same level. We have to be on the same level spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And I know sometimes it's difficult to maintain that balance in a relationship, but I've been trying to try different approaches when it comes to dating. You know, one person I was with, we dated each other for like 2 years. We never kissed, we never had sex or anything. Until we got into a relationship, then, you know, I kissed him and opened up to him and everything like that. And eventually we did end up, just to be real and be more mature about the situation, we ended up doing something. But then there was a shift in our relationship. All of a sudden, they, you know, exes started appearing and all these different things, and they start falling into, you know, into the lies that their exes were telling them and things like that. And this is a red flag for me to know that this person is not strong enough for me to be with. Because if I was in a relationship and my exes were popping up, I'm not going to fall for what my exes are saying. I'm going to still focus on who I'm with. You know, people have to understand that when God is trying to bring something together, the enemy is most definitely going to send someone to try to break it up. And that's why the Bible says that what God joins together, let no man tear apart. And so far, this is what I have been experiencing in my dating life, is that when God brings something together, the other person, you know, people in a relationship end up allowing certain people to come in and tear it apart. You know, so it's very important to me to be with someone who is spiritually strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong. And this will be someone who will be considered equally yoked to who I am, to who God called me to be. Because if it's not that, then we're unequally yoked and we shouldn't be together. This is how war starts in homes, how certain homes become war zones because they're no longer on one accord with each other. It makes sense for why a marriage is considered a ministry, because in so many ways it is. Like, you know, even with Christ, it says that the church was the bride of Christ. We are to love each other as Christ loved the church. It says the husband should. And it also said that we should submit to each other. Nowadays, a lot of people have a problem with submitting, or they want it to be one way. They want just the woman to submit to them, but they don't want to submit to the woman. So they have a problem with surrendering and being humble. That's the issue in a relationship, when you're the only person surrendering yourself, when you're the only person submitting and willing to open up, willing to learn, willing to work through different issues. It'll become difficult. It's become toxic. And I don't think this is what it would consider a toxic relationship, is where it becomes a war zone. And that person is pretty much set in their ways on how they think or how they want to move and different things. In my situation, then you have some people who have a hard time expressing themselves. Like mine, it's kind of complicated because it's not that. It's complicated because, and it becomes toxic, because dealing with someone who is considered to be narcissistic is, it's like I see both sides of it, because it's like that person can love you and care about you, but due to them being narcissistic, they will be in denial and suppress their emotions, so then their actions and their words towards you could be toxic. And they're upset with themselves because they feel that way about you. So from my point of view, I can easily say, oh, well, this is a good sign that he, you know, this person is behaving this way because it means that they really care about me. They're just afraid of telling me. Okay, I can look at it that way. And I'm not going to say that I don't see that. But if a person is committed to not changing or working on changing, trying to combat the things that's holding them back from what they do care about, then it's just going to be toxic and it's going to be a waste of time. And there's no point in fighting for that situation. I talked to one of my clients. I don't mention people's names because I don't like putting everybody's business out there. Like, if they're watching, they're watching, and I hope they get the message so they can get out of the situation. Pretty much she was dealing with the same thing in her relationship. And it was kind of sad that she told me that she feared for her life, that someday she felt like that he wanted to kill her. And she had recently just gave birth to a baby and everything, and it was just so sad to hear that story of her being in this relationship with somebody she loved, you know, originally. They'd been together for a long time. I don't like to encourage divorce, but anytime a woman feels like she's fearing for her life, that she has the sense that someone wants to murder her, then it's time to go. It's time to get your things and leave. If that person is not willing to help you, a lot of people may not believe it, but your spouse can be jealous and envious of you. If y'all not on one accord in God and God is not in it, your own spouse can be jealous and envious of you and try to bring you down because they're very controlling and insecure, and that could be create a toxic, chaotic environment. And all of it's spiritual. All of it's a spiritual thing. So I really encourage anybody who's in a toxic relationship, and if you're fearing for your life, to please remove yourself from that situation. This is part of the reason why I can't be with someone who would be into so much denial, they care so much about what other people think, that they would tear someone else down and have no regret. They have no conscience. That's a scary thing, because that person can potentially be a person that can kill you and not feel bad about it. All because they misunderstand you and your emotions, like your thoughts, the way that you operate, and they can feel attacked when it comes to certain things. This is why it's interesting in these type of situations, because it's not that I'm trying to attack certain people. It's just I'm just going to speak my truth. My story from my point of view, just like everybody else is going to speak their, you know, truth and from their point of view, rather if it's a lie or not. For a narcissist, it's most, you know, it's a lot of times it's a lie, but it's still them expressing how they feel about it. You know, it's still their truth, but a lie. If people get what I'm trying to say, you know, because it's easily, lines can be easily blurred. Lines can be easily blurred, especially with social media and a picture and not having effective communication, misunderstanding each other. People can come to their own conclusions and perspectives on how they perceive something if there's no effective communication. So when it comes to a narcissistic person, they like I said, their number one thing is, yeah, for one, this person has been hurt a lot. Has been through a lot of different childhood traumas. which did all of this plays a part in creating this type of person. And if you're not smart, they can get in a position to where they want to control everything about you, everything in your life. And man, like I said, I don't have a problem with submitting. I don't have a problem with committing to someone, surrendering, and all that stuff. But if it's not a mutual thing, then it's a problem. If we're on the same page, if we're not on one accord, if we're not submitting to each other, then it can be a toxic thing. Especially when you're a believer like myself. I believe in higher power. I believe in God. So one thing I cannot do is put someone who does not care about me or doesn't respect me as you know, for the person God created me to be, above God. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. Not, of course, in life, sometimes it happens and then you wake up and be like, okay, no, this is the wrong thing. I gotta go. I gotta remove myself. And that's pretty much what happened. It was like, in the beginning, it was, oh, okay, well, this is good. This is this is pretty good. This is everything that I pretty much was looking for. And then you see everything for what it is down the line. You see that it's just all a lie. That is all a lie, and you was just a target, pretty much. Just something for that person to brag about. And when they're done with you, you're not beneficial to them, then they try to tear you down and move on to the next person that they can use. And that's something I can't deal with. I prefer not to deal with that, but overall, all these experiences have taught me something beneficial to me, and this has helped me grow as a woman. And during those times going along this journey, I have been attracting certain people in my life, and ironically, they're dealing with similar situations. So I strongly, highly encourage those people to do the same thing. Don't let these situations kill who you are at heart. Like, murder or killing someone doesn't have to always be physical. It can be mentally, it can be spiritually, it can be emotionally. Don't die in these toxic relationships. Especially, like, the last person I talked to about toxic relationships, they tried everything already. You know, they tried therapy, they tried a whole bunch of different things, talking, praying, all everything that you possibly could try, they tried it, and it did not work. And that's because the other person is committed to not surrendering or submitting to the relationship and caring enough about the relationship too. Try to really work through these issues, because their ego is so big that when it came to going to certain sessions, they would just lie. So it's hard for them to get the help that they need. This is part of the reason why it's hard for narcissists to get the help that they need, because they're so much in denial about different things that it's hard to get them to come to the truth of what the situation really is. Because one of the first steps to getting help is to realize that you need the help for real and really being honest. So if a narcissist tend to deny what they feel and they think and like to suppress certain thoughts and emotions, it's hard for them to come to the reality, the true reality of what's going on, and for them to really get the help that they need. Like, just because a narcissist go to therapy or get, you know, or counseling or something like that, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help for real. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help for real if they're not being honest. It's just to appear a certain way. it's just to appear sermon, because like I said, with the person I was talking to, they went to counseling and everything, and all they kept doing was lying about everything, so it really didn't help them. And they got into fights, they got into physical fights, all kind of different things that happened. And I really sincerely, like, fear, you know, for her life, and I pray that she makes it out. I pray that she makes it out with her child, and this guy doesn't do something to her. One of the things I was talking about on social media is that we see this story, this type of story all the time, where people snap and they kill the people that they're in a relationship with for different reasons. And sometimes that reason is because they can't control the person that they're with in every way that they want to. And it shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be about controlling each other. It shouldn't be about that. And men being men, they're supposed to be the head of the relationships. They feel like since they are the head of relationships, they should have control over everything, and the woman shouldn't have a say-so at all. And I'm not that type of woman. I'm not that type of woman. I have no problem with respecting the person I'm with and, you know, taking what they have to say into consideration. I don't have a problem with taking what they have to say into consideration. But when you have a hidden agenda, and when your only focus is that you want a woman to just have sex with you, give you her money, and feed you, then that's the issue. That's the issue. Especially if you're not giving nothing. Like, if it's just one way, it's a one-way relationship, it's toxic. It's toxic. It's toxic. Like, how can you consider yourself a head, like a true head of a household, if you're just looking for a woman to spend her money on you, take care of you, and, you know, give you sex? When you meet a woman who doesn't take those things lightly, because I'm not about to just give my money to just anybody, you know, when they want it, or giving them my money, my body, all these different things. I have no problem in a relationship. If I was functionally, like, in a relationship, I don't have a problem with these things if it was mutual. It's a problem when it's just one way, when that is just the only thing that they want from you, period. And if not, then they want to down who you are as a person, because they can't get those things from you. Like, because they're upset because they can't control you and get the things that they want to use you for. And that's what the problem is. That's what the problem is. Like, when, in me, like, for a while, I haven't been very sexual, like, for a while. Of course, like I stated before, yes, I have, like, throughout this year, I have failed. Like, maybe twice. Yeah, two times I did. But outside of those two times, like, I haven't done anything in a whole year, and that's improvement, because some people have sex every day or every week. So to say I only failed twice in a year is improvement. And somebody might feel some type of way about that. But at the same time, like, if you make yourself unavailable and you keep using silent treatment, because that's something that narcissists like to use, is silent treatments to control you and to get what you, to try to get what they want out of you, that's them. Like, that's their choice. That is their choice. That is their choice. It's just, we don't have to be depressed. We don't have to beat up each other. We don't have to be this way. But it's just true that some of us are really dealing with some serious issues that it's a process to overcome. It's a process to overcome these things. And leaving a situation may help that person more than staying in it. Because staying in it, if that person has a problem, you know, would keep denying what they really feel, and if you don't do what they want you to do, then they'll try to tear you down, then it's best to leave that person, because especially when you're dealing with a person that's not going to do it. Like, if you're dealing with a person that's not going to do those things, who are sensitive spiritually, can pick up different things, know when you're up to something, know when you're lying, know what your real emotions are, stuff like that, and you're a person that don't want people to know that, and you like to suppress those things and to pretend to be something else, then it can be toxic, and it can cause that person to be even more toxic because they're not doing what you want them to do, but you can't stop feeling how you feel about it. So, in the end, sometimes you can love a person enough to just let them go. Just let them go. Because they have to go through their own process, and you have to go through your own personal process. Don't stay in a situation or try to force something. It's just not going to work. And don't allow these situations to kill you in any way, on any level, any form of death. Do not let a toxic relationship kill you and your family. If you see the warning signs, the red flags, and you tried everything already, there might be a major sign that it's time to go. Alrighty, this is Tony Love Speaks. Now I just want to talk on that topic, you know, today. And peace. I'm just trying to be transparent. Talk to you later. Bye.